Garagos and Bethana. Which is real and which is fake? Garagos and Bethana.
Play I will not. Time we are running out of.
Oh, yes.
Pressed you are.
Oh, yes.
Put upon you are.
Hey, come on, answer.
Garagos.
Real or fake? Real or fake?
Real.
Wrong. Oh. Wrong you are. Scotch I will chug.
Mark Garagos is a Michael Jackson attorney.
Loser is he.
And I don't know what the other one is. But that's how we play.
The Yoda Quota.
Yoda Quota.
Diminutive Green Jedi Master,
right.
Yoda.
Thank you, John Norman.
We'll bring it back again. My friend,
yes.
You've won the trip to Las Vegas today, courtesy of Independence Air, FlyEye.com. Don't forget, get your Happy Bags game tag today at FlyEye.com. Go your own way.
Ooh.
Independence Air. .com.
Fly away now.
Thank you.
I'm a
diminutive green Jedi Master Yoda.
See the movie you will. Residuals I require.
I might.
Percentage of the gross I will get.
Okay. Thank
Ephraim
you,
I will call.
Thank you, Alan.
Joe I will visit in his sleep.
Joe Coyne, me.
Joe Hardinger.
Oh, no, Hardinger.
Just kidding.
In a world where only radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz. Me.
He made it up.
It was Buzz.
Ooh, weed smoker he is.
Buzz?
Yeah.
What's your lead story on the news and comments today?
Airport security takes a good look at your private part.
Ooh, informative you are.
Speaking of, are you how you built down there?
100%. Ken doll, I am not.
Good for you.
Big I am.
Okay.
Porno quality it is.
Okay. Right. That was very
green it is. Professional it is.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They can provide storage of the troublesome spouse, Don Geronimo and Michael Miller.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't forget, hit our website. You get a chance. www.donandmikewebsite.com.
Hit it.
Hit it. Come on, hit it. Make it spit for the captain.
You still have Paris Hilton out there?
Oh, yeah. All right.
Oh,
nice
there.
Picture. And a nice picture today of, what's her name, with the shaved head from Star
Natalie
Wars.
Natalie Portman, right?
And don't forget, oh, talk about hideous. There's that coffee mug now. Big 15-ounce jobber.
I think it's beautiful.
Me and Mike, our big, ugly, fat faces on that thing.
If you have children under 5, just set it on a table and wait for them to walk by and it'll scare them. They'll behave.
That's our website. And it's there, unlike others, 24 hours a day.
Very good.
Time for news and comments now with Buzz, brought to you by Smoke Break.
This is good. Smoke.
Smokers break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break. Revolutionary tablet. Get it everywhere. Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi.
Welcome to the airport, ma'am. Now let's get a good look at you naked. Naked is how you appear to airport security.
Hello.
With the new X-ray machine. With the new backscatter technology, security screeners can see what's happening inside your underwear. If this strikes you as a virtual strip search, then you agree in this case with the American Civil Liberties Union.
I'm sorry I'm late.
The government's Transportation Security Agency says it'll be testing the machines, but it won't say when or where. The new Homeland Security chief has told Congress he wants to use these machines without some endless debate over privacy issues.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is if somebody's carrying something, and I've seen the pictures of this, it's not as invasive as you might think. You know? I mean, you can see, but you can see firearms and you can see explosives and what the hell.
You can see penises.
Yeah, but so what?
And they're going to see your bottom line.
I mean, it's who cares? If it keeps an airplane from getting blown up, I'm all for it. I don't care.
Then anybody, what's the Arnold movie where is it True Lies? I'm not really sure. Maybe the one with Tom Arnold, but either way.
Oh, and they're like shooting at him and they can see a skeleton running across?
Is that virtually the technology we're talking about now?
This is actually like seeing a sketch or a drawing of a person naked. You can see the details of the nude body underneath the clothing because of the
reflection. Oh, Christ's sake, B.A.
It's like a doctor. You know, I mean, at a certain point, really, I think the thrill is going to go for people to do this every single day. And don't you agree? I mean, if it keeps the 747 from blowing out of the sky, what the hell?
I'm all for security. I'm a little concerned at them looking at our private parts. No, I trust my doctor with that. I'm not sure I trust some clown at the airport.
If I hadn't seen the picture of it, and yes, can you see? Does it look like a drawing? It does. It looks like a little pencil sketch of somebody who's naked, but you can also see the gun in his belt
right, that
he's got underneath his pants.
I mean, so, what if... or it's cold or something.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
I mean, yeah, I mean, the shrinkage thing. I mean, I want to...
Nothing we can do about that.
If they're going to be looking at... Well, no, here's the thing. If you're going to be looking at me, and let's face it, evaluating what I've got, let's just make it easier for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get me a nice room in a magazine, and then I'd be glad to show you...
Yeah, then we'll go through security.
I'd be glad to go through security and show you just what I got.
Just keep your hands in your pockets as you're walking up in the line.
Yeah, but don't go too far, and they will think you've got a weapon.
A deadly weapon.
Yeah. Good heavens, get him off the plane.
That could hurt somebody.
At least give him an aisle seat.
Over the weekend, I booked a summer flight on United, and already I'm nervous. United employees are mightily pissed about losing their pensions and part of their incomes. There's talk of a strike or strikes in the year ahead.
I saw three of the waitresses on TV today.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Flight attendants.
Three of the stews.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of thought that they made a compelling argument.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously. They've been ripped off.
I was talking to a pilot last week who said to me, you know, a long time ago, the pilot said, hey, we love to fly so much, we do it for nothing. Unfortunately, we didn't know everybody was listening.
Yeah, true.
Hold on, everyone's calling about the Arnold movie. Excuse me, one second, Buzz. Sure. Hello, Mike, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, just want to let you know, it's Total Recall.
Ah,
Total Recall. Yeah.
Correct. First one to correct us. Where are you calling from?
D.C.
Beautiful. You get tickets to see Kevin James live in Baltimore Saturday, June 4th at the Meyerhoff Theater.
Excellent.
Okay?
Thanks.
On sale now at Ticketmaster at Ticketmaster.com. Thank you to Kevin James for the tickets, and Leo's a big fat cow. Here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. So there's the talk of strikes by the flight attendants and other United employees, and now five of United's older flight attendants have decided to seek revenge.
Hello!
By posing in various states of undress in a calendar.
I saw these chicks on the Today Show. It's something like that movie Calendar Girls.
Yeah, something like that. The women, these women,
at least, for you,
range in age from 55 to 64 in a calendar called Stewardesses Strip of their pensions.
These chicks that were on the Today Show, two out of the three were really MILFs. Two out of the three, wonderful. I'd say, okay. And then there was the third that was just like, please,
that's going to happen.
I'll pay your pension if you promise never to take your clothes off, ever.
I'm just delighted. I'm delighted because it's going to jumpstart that movement here at the radio station again.
Yay. Caption.
Go for it. I say go for it.
Captions for the stewardess's calendar include coffee, tea, or me without a pension, marry me, fly free, but don't expect anything from my pension, and are your butts covered? We thought ours were, too. Three of the five women are already retired from the airline.
Yeah, like, I'm by those calendars.
Counting on their pensions. So you're rocketing down the highway in your petroleum-pinching Prius, and suddenly it stalls or shuts down.
It's a lot of fun.
Quoting a Toyota spokesman, we have been alerted to the fact that some owners might have a problem.
Thank you!
Toyota says it'll have to go back and count the number of times this has shown up on service records. The government says it's gotten 13 complaints.
I hope Larry David is okay.
Yeah, he's a big Prius guy.
Apparently this happens at high speeds. That's when the engine shuts down at high speeds.
I mean, so around this area, you know, you can say people are buying them for the environment. No, people buy them around here for HOV. That is the only reason.
I was just
going to
mention the exact same thing. Yeah. It's the greatest. HOV, incidentally, is an idiotic, moronic, retarded idea. High occupancy vehicles.
Right.
You know?
Carpoolers.
Right.
Carpooling. Diamond line.
You get a break. If you got a hybrid car, you can go past literally miles of just parking lot traffic.
It's amazing.
Yeah, but still, never forget.
Oh, and I'm with you, Rob.
They've done it again to her.
Right.
With their magical shutting down cars.
Yeah.
A lot of hocus pocus from
you. I got two guys, Sean Payton and Mike Zimmer. You got to keep an eye on those two.
Why?
Because they're going to try to get the upper hand on. Mike wants the defense to do well. And Sean, he's going to have a few... No disrespect to the Orientals, but what we call Jap plays.
Oh, why not?
No disrespect. Hold on a second. Everybody's talking about the Arnold thing. Hello, Don and Mike.
In True Lies, they had a thing where him and Tom Arnold were walking through that security thing, and it was the same thing where, like, the X-ray, you could see the gun in his
arm. We're getting a lot of calls saying it wasn't Total Recall. It was True Lies. Hello, Doug.
Hello. Hey. Yeah, it's
It's True Lies, not Total Recall.
Now, what do I do? I gave the one guy a prize, and here's somebody else. Jose.
Well, just don't say.
Hey, buddy.
Can you see? Hi, Jose.
How you doing, Don?
Hi.
The movie was Eraser. I have it on DVD.
You know, how can when you're talking about Arnold movies, seriously, yeah. It's one movie.
Okay.
It's one movie that was repeated 60 times.
They're all the same.
You guys are probably right, but the one guy got the prize.
Yeah, he got the prize.
You know what?
Total Recall is my favorite Arnold movie, anyway.
Where were you guys earlier?
That's the one where he's in the woman's body, right? And he opens the suit, and he's a woman, and he comes out. And it's also where the eyes bug out because they go out in Mars and all that.
But Eraser's good because there's a lot of him being angry.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you've got to classify the movies as Arnold attempting to act.
Right.
That would be like Eraser, Predator, and then you've got the other ones like Kindergarten Cop, Jingle All the Way.
But none of them compare comedically to his Governor's Race ads. I mean, those, I laugh every time I see those now.
Can you please mention Twins?
Twins? We had to meet Danny DeVito.
Which leads right to Junior.
Jingle.
Junior. Ah, Junior.
Jingle All the Way.
Well, these Prius problems are being blamed on a computer glitch, but none of this will likely shorten the waiting list since the thing gets like 60 miles to the gallon. Toyota sold over 3,400 of them so far this year.
Never forget.
The indecency witch hunt spreads to our law books. That story in sports when we continue.
I'm all right with that. Thank you, Buzz. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
And oh. Forgot that.
Nobody is better at being humble. Nobody. The Don and Mike Show.
Speaking of which, let me see what this is. We just got this from Infinity Broadcasting Sacramento from Mike Remy at KHTK. Guys, thanks for another great ratings book.
Ooh.
So we've got the numbers here. We'll transcribe them and we'll put them on our website.
Cool.
And I have to say it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sacramento.
That's right.
There you go. More great ratings on KHTK. You'll see about those on our website, dotandmikewebsite.com. Now, once again, here is Guy Burley Rob. Rob is doing a Sacramento dance a little bit.
Rightly so.
Just a
celebration.
Warm regards to Mike Greeny.
That's right.
It was a hand dance you were doing.
It was like the hand job.
Wonderful.
doing that crazy hand job.
Hi, Don and Mike. While you're still thinking about not knowing which airports will have the naked x-rays, you also won't know which McDonald's are trying the new French fry oil with you as the guinea pig. McDonald's, despite its other problems, has always been known for having the best fries.